So proud. Hey, folks, I'm Johnny Megatalk. You've been great. Good night.
And now, back to the Dave and Darren Show, only on the Quad City Rocker, Rock 104.9.
Mike Schultz is good enough to join us on Friday mornings from the River City's Reader. He joins us here to talk about movies. He is the entertainment editor for that pipe paper and the website as well, rcreader.com. Check out his reviews whenever you can and follow him on Twitter at Mike Schultz Now at Twitter.com. Is it Mike Schultz Now at Twitter.com? All one word. I like the Twitter that you do because... I mean, you know, I've been a big fan forever of your columns.
You're too kind.
But sometimes it's like, I just want to know, should I go or not?
Just give it to me in 140 characters.
Exactly.
That's all I care about.
Is it worth seeing or is it not? And then sometimes...
It's kind of fun.
You do a very good job, too, of having the tweets kind of draw you into, I wonder what he means by that, and then you have to go read the entire article.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're aware you're doing that.
It's a tricky little process, to be honest. I mean, you know me. I write a lot.
You've mastered it.
I write more than I should.
You've mastered it, friend.
Well, we're working on it.
How many followers?
I don't know.
He doesn't keep track of that.
I don't know. 35-ish? I don't know. I have no idea.
How many followers do you think?
I love all of them. It's
very How many followers do you think we have, Darren?
How many do you have?
190.
No, it's way more than that.
1,000.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's less than that.
10,000.
No. We have 401 followers.
Mm, awesome.
401 followers.
Even better.
That's on the Twitter and almost 1,900 on the Facebook. So there it is.
Nice.
I'm just saying.
Well done.
I'm just putting that out there.
You're just saying. That's right.
What have you seen now? I wasn't here last Friday. What have you seen
weren't.
Since the last time you were here on the show?
Well, the biggie, of course, Paranormal Activity 3.
Which you've liked in the past.
Which I love the first one. Second one I did not care for.
Yeah.
And this one I had a ball. I thought it was quite good.
This thing made a this thing made
a
killing.
Yeah, it set a record.
The,
how about that?
Box
50,
office.
54 million or something over the weekend?
It's the biggest horror opening ever. And
ever.
Like, second only like Harry Potter for October openings.
I think a lot of that has to do that there really hasn't been a whole lot to see in the last month. And you always get those kind of huge openings when there's a buildup of crud on crud for weeks.
If they're making that kind of money,
but
it's got to be some serious profit.
Oh my God!
Well,
that can't cost even 5 million. Maybe less than 10 for sure. Right?
Right.
Wouldn't think it'd cost a lot.
No, it's like it's. Right. It's normal. It's normal. It's not like paid actors. We're not getting Clooney for this thing.
Right.
You know? And you can tell, that acting's not so fine. But whatever. Who cares? It's scary. It's scary as hell. They do this great thing we were talking about last week, actually, about they set a camera on an oscillating fan. So what I was worried about first, I thought it was a ceiling fan.
Yeah, that's what we thought at
first. That was our mistake.
And
I thought it was just going to be like spinning you in a circle.
Guys, an oscillating fan could not be on a ceiling.
No. We didn't know it was an oscillating fan.
We thought it was just a spinning fan.
And we thought if you have it on high, everyone's going to be just...
You'd have to cut into the ceiling.
Right. Everyone's just going to be throwing up in their popcorn and just... Please let
that
me leave.
That seemed awful.
Okay,
but it's actually
so it
but it's an oscillating
just an
fan.
Oscillating.
It's just back and forth.
That makes more
sense.
But
and so you're watching this very slow camera pan to the left, and you see something scary, and then it moves away, and you're like, no, I don't want to see what's going to happen.
Don't go back there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, really?
So your stomach's
just
in
knots.
But
you know it's going back there because it's a fan.
Yeah. It's
you're trapped. For
it's
Halloween,
good.
This is the one you want to see this weekend.
Heck yeah.
You want to get the bejesus
scared
out of you.
Well, your only other choice really is The Thing, I think. And it's fine, but who cares?
Right.
It's been done better. Anyway, so that was great. I had a great time with that. That was
Paranormal
cool.
Activity 3, all right.
The other one I was surprised I liked as much as I did was Johnny English Reborn.
Oh, Johnny English.
Rowan Atkinson, who I can stand for about 3 minutes.
Right.
And that's pretty much it.
Right.
And this was about 85, and it was delightful.
Yeah.
It was really funny. It's a good kids movie.
Here's my Rowan Atkinson dilemma, and I think in reading your column that you agree with me. If you watch him in something like Blackadder,
mm-hmm.
you just think he's the funniest guy ever.
Oh,
on TV, hilarious.
Yeah.
But the movies, after 2 minutes, you want to rip your eyes out of your head.
Yeah, absolutely. And Blackadder, of course, had great scripts. I mean, that he was given funny things to say.
Right.
Mr. Bean, it's just like, he's just popping his eyes and falling on things. And here, probably
right.
like that. You know, who cares?
Right.
And Johnny English, the last time, can you remember, the last one was in 2003. That's a long time to wait for the sequel.
Yeah,
I wasn't missing the loss by any means.
Right.
But
It was still when like Austin Powers was still kind of relevant.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And maybe that's why I didn't like it as much. But anyway, this one was it was really clever. It was fun. There were a bunch of little kids at the theater when I saw it.
And loving it.
Yeah. Loving his pratfalls, loving the silly wordplay. They had a great time.
Okay.
I thought it was fine. Yeah. I really had fun. Okay. Gotta admit. And then I saw The Three Musketeers.
Right.
Oh my. Oh my, was that awful.
Let's get
Good
started
God.
On this. Yeah?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You kind of knew that going in, though.
Kind of knew that going in, but had no idea it was going to be this atrocious.
The trailer looks really like a lot of things happen in slow motion.
There's a lot of slow motion. Yeah. It's Mila Jovovich, is how you pronounce it, right? Yeah. It's a Mila Jovovich movie. She runs in the air and she spins in slow motion and she, you know, kicks people's asses. And the Three Musketeers are really an afterthought. You're barely aware that they're in the movie. It's mostly about D'Artagnan, who is a ridiculously bad actor in this thing. Logan Lerman, I think his name is.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah.
Wow. Horrible. But anyway, it's kind of period and kind of not. They say things like, oh, your clothing is so retro. You know, and you're like, really? Retro?
That's what they're saying?
In the 17th century? Okay.
Gag me with a spoon.
Yeah, yeah. Your horse took a dump on the street.
On
you know what?
It.
What? It's long. It's like an hour 50 or something ridiculous. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just, terrible, atrocious dialogue. It affects crummy. Yeah, it was awful. Blah. I'm done with it.
Stay away from the Three Musketeers.
Yes, please. That was terrible. But 2 out of 3, I'm never, you know, I don't ever bitch about that.
The only Three That's Musketeers okay. you should deal with this weekend are Fun Size.
Ah.
Mm, bite right. Size.
They call them Bite Size or Fun Size?
Mm. Yeah, it's always fun. Mm. Got Three Musketeers, you're pretty happy.
We're splitting hairs at this point. Let's talk about the movies that are opening this Halloween weekend. In Time is the Justin Timberlake, Amanda Seyfried movie.
Yeah.
Where everyone's got the same amount of time and you can tell how much you've got?
Yeah,
time,
that's what I understand.
Time is the ultimate currency. If you're rich, you have more time.
Oh, you're able to purchase more time.
Right. Like, okay. So somehow, Olivia Wilde is Justin Timberlake's mother in the movie because she has a lot more time.
Oh, really?
Oh, I see.
That's actually pretty cool.
She has more time than he does,
I see.
I'm kind of jazzed about the premise. It sounds kind of fun. And it's Andrew Niccol, I think, who did Gattaca and Truman Show. And
I just hope it's explained in a way that makes sense. Because I don't get, like, what happens if you get hit by a bus? Where does your time go? Yeah. I don't understand.
Well, maybe people are able to harvest your time.
And this isn't like Logan's Run, where everyone has 30 years and then a timer goes off.
Yeah.
You can,
you can get more time.
When you go to buy a cup of coffee, it costs 4 minutes. So you pay them 4 minutes for a cup of coffee.
Oh, I see.
It literally takes 4 minutes off your life.
See, that's kind of great.
Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds promising.
It's an interesting premise. I hope they do a decent job. Here's a little bit from In Time in theaters today.
How old are you?
28.
I'm 105. But the day comes when you've had enough. If you had as much time as I have, what would you do with it?
Sure as hell wouldn't waste it.
This is my destiny.
Please take me home.
Can't do that.
Why?
You're keeping me alive. Yeah, this is my intention. How can you live with yourself watching people die right next to you?
You don't watch. You close your eyes.
I'm gonna make them pay. I'm gonna take them for everything they've got.
Come on, help yourselves.
Take the time, it's free.
You put enough time in the wrong hands, you upset the whole system.
Let's hope so.
Okay.
I'm curious. I am curious, I gotta say.
It's certainly, at least you can say this, you haven't seen this movie before.
Right? How often can I say that in a year?
Right?
Five, six times? So, yeah.
Also,
all right, bring it on.
Also opening today, it's not a Shrek movie, it's a spinoff of the Shrek movies, Puss in Boots.
So you have seen this before.
This one, in some form, for sure.
Sword-fighting, furry feline hero, Puss in Boots, stars in his own swashbuckling animated adventure. In this clip, he's talking with Humpty Dumpty, played by that Zach Galifianakis. Here's a little bit from Puss in Boots in theaters around the Quad Cities today.
Humpty Alexander Dumpty. How dare you show your face to me? I know you're angry. You have every right. But it is good to see you, Puss.
There's new boots?
No! They are the same boots I wore when you betrayed me.
But betrayed you?
You left me cracked in pieces on a bridge, surrounded by soldiers. They wrote a song about it.
Well, that ended weak. But I was happy for a while, just to hear Antonio do that character. I mean, that's my favorite one in the series.
Right.
If you have to do a spinoff. Although, could you imagine like 90 minutes of Eddie Murphy's donkey thing? I mean, that'd kill you.
I wouldn't mind 90 minutes of the gingerbread man.
Ha!
Not
I could do
my
that.
Button! Not my gumdrop
like
button!
The longest Mr. Bill short ever. Yeah, that would be great.
Every time that movie's out at my house, that gingerbread man kills me. Not my gumdrop button! It's the best line.
Yeah, that would be cool.
And we have a new Johnny Depp movie opening up today.
Yeah.
The Rum Diary. Johnny Depp is an American journalist in a late 1950s Puerto Rico who gets caught up with a corrupt businessman's unsavory scheme. Is this a Hunter S. Thompson
it
story?
Is. Yeah. Darren and I were talking earlier, but we don't know whether he's playing Hunter S. or an alter ego of Hunter S. Mm-hmm. I've never read that book, actually.
A little something here for you from Rum Diary in theaters today.
I want to make a promise to you, the reader. And I don't know if I can fulfill it tomorrow or even the day after that. But I put the bastards of this world on notice that I do not have their best interests at heart. I will try and speak for my reader. That is my promise. And it will be a voice made of ink and rage.
It's a novel that Hunter S.
Thompson. It's like my life story.
Yeah.
He's basically playing me.
Yeah, yeah, right.
God bless. Only go with God, Johnny Depp.
Instead of in Puerto Rico, you're here in the
Quad
Cities.
Right. You got to fight the bastards, don't you?
With a weapon
of
ink.
That's right.
Yeah, Johnny Depp plays Paul Kemp,
okay.
A journalist for
I'm
the
just
San
excited
Star.
It's not a Pirates and it's not Tim Burton. That's going to be just a nice change of pace. Nothing against those things, but, you know. Be nice to see him actually act again.
As close as Johnny Depp was to Hunter S. Thompson, this will be fairly.
It sounded like Hunter S. Thompson.
It'll be fairly.
I need to see Fear and Loathing again. I haven't seen that for a long time. Is that any good? I mean, do you remember it being good?
I don't know that I ever saw
it. I barely remember it. Yeah. Yeah.
I think you might be safer where the buffaloes roam.
Oh, yeah. Bill Murray. Yeah.
That's Hunter S. Thompson as well?
Oh, that's a good one.
Sure. That is a good one, actually. Yeah.
Well, there it is. Friends.
I'm not dreading this weekend. How about that?
There you
You're
go.
Leaving me in a good mood for. You know,
it's not often we get to do this.
It's so rare.
He's Mike Schultz. We have a 4-pack of passes to give you to Rave Motion Pictures if you're the ninth caller right now at 326-ROCK, 326-1049. Tell them all about it, Darren.
Rave Motion Pictures, Davenport 18 on 53rd. Visit ravemotionpictures.com for showtimes. If you sign up, you'll get the showtimes like I did this morning. All digital pictures with more stunning 3D offerings, free refills on large popcorn and soft drinks. And, of course, they have the IMAX.
326-ROCK, 326-1049. Caller 9 wins that 4-pack of passes.